Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's going on with the latest top prospects in the minors? We'll break it all down next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, May 14th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. The five prospects on the verge: Adley Rutschman, Nolan Gorman, Max Meyer, Joe Adell, O'Neill Cruz. Scott, I saw that Joe Adell was in the news recently, got sent down, started hitting a bunch of home runs again.
Yeah, well, right away in his first four games after being sent down, he hit three home runs, including on Tuesday, he hit a 460-foot blast to center field.
Damn.
So, like, he's trying to prove as quickly as possible that he belongs in the majors. Do the Angels have a spot for him? I mean, that was really the problem why he got sent down. They just couldn't find enough at bats for him with Taylor Ward breaking through and everything else. So I don't know. I do have him as the fourth best minor leaguer to stash. He technically doesn't qualify as a prospect anymore, but, you know, only on a technicality there with the at bats in the majors. I have him as the fourth best to stash still, even which kind of helps you to gauge how stashable any of these are. Like, if you don't feel like Joe Adell's worth stashing in your league, that probably says something about how applicable any of this is for you. The other big news here was that Nolan Gorman, the Cardinals option shortstop, Paul DeJong to the minors, and it seemed like an obvious ticket to the majors for Nolan Gorman, and yet they decided not to go that route. Maybe just they wanted Tommy Edmond, their second baseman, to take more reps at shortstop before sliding over to replace Gorman. Maybe they just want Gorman's strikeout rate to go down. As many home runs as he's been hitting at AAA, strikeout rate is close to twice as high as it was there in the 76 games he played at AAA last year. So he's capable of better, and maybe the Cardinals want to see that from Gorman. Still think he's the second best prospect to stash. Adley Rutschman, I'm going to guess this is the last time we talk about him here. I'm going to guess, and this seems to be the way the entire Orioles beat is leaning. Hard to tell how much of this is true information and how much is just the beat writers' perceptions of things. But they all seem to think Rutschman is going to be activated for the start of the next homestand Monday. He's already 80% rostered in CBS sports leagues. I mean, people have been anticipating this all along. After the triceps injury in spring training, that it would just be a short ramp up in the minors once he got healthy. And his upside at a position as weak as catcher makes him worth stashing. So not surprising he's so widely stashed. But if he happens to not be in yours, Rutschman could immediately emerge as a top five catcher, or at least a top 10 catcher in fantasy, having been the top overall pick in the 2019 draft.
All right, let's make that happen. Adley Rutschman on Monday, that would be awesome, going up against the Yankees, division rival. Kyle Bradish is on the mound, another fellow prospect. Let's make it happen. Five prospects that are on the periphery right now. These are prospects that have been doing something of note recently. JJ Bleday with the Miami Marlins, Gunnar Henderson with the Baltimore Orioles, Brian Bello with the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Waldachuk with the Yankees, and Gordon Graceffo with the St. Louis Cardinals. Scott, what's going on with JJ Bleday? I know he's a former first-round pick. Obviously, the Marlins could use some offense. What's happening there?
Yeah, so he was not just a first-round pick. He was the fourth overall pick in 2019, the same draft where Rutschman went number one overall. So, of course, in dynasty leagues, he was a popular pick in rookie drafts that year. There's a good chance he's been dropped since then because he was so bad after getting drafted, and including last year. But JJ Bleday made a change in his stance, lowered his hands, seemed to get better back control with that. And in the Arizona Fall League last year, hit 316 with five home runs and a 1035 OPS. In 24 games, and got off to a slow start at AAA this year, but it's been picking it up recently. The walk rate is has always been high for him. It remains high. And I think there's a good chance Blade still turns himself into something. He's already 24, so it's going to have to happen sooner than later. But, you know, you might want to check to see if he's available in your dynasty league. Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles, also want to highlight him here. He got promoted. He got moved up really quickly last year to high A and struggled to make consistent contact, struck out at more than a 30% rate. He's cut that about in half this year, actually has more walks than strikeouts with his move up to double A. That's kind of the hardest climb to make, short of going from triple A to the majors. And, you know, running a lot, hitting for power, looks like a legit high-end shortstop prospect. That's Gunnar Henderson. And I'll also mention Gordon Graceffo here. He's the newcomer, the one you probably haven't heard of. At high class A, he's incredible control pitcher, throwing 70% of his pitches for strikes. And he's seen a big velocity jump this year. Last year, he was like high 80s, low 90s. This year, he's peaking at 98. And his walk to strikeout ratio high has just been incredible. So Gordon Graceffo, a riser, somebody to know in dynasty leagues.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.